Welcome to the Sports Girly Podcast, your home for snackable sports for the girlies that kind of care. Welcome back, sports girlies. Hopefully you had a great weekend. You enjoyed some football. You enjoyed some time with some cooler weather, hopefully, where you're located. I know we've definitely been soaking in some nice weather. My husband and I actually took a trip to Slovang. I'm probably saying that wrong, but I shouldn't be because, like, these are my people. As I kept mentioning while we were there, I don't actually know how Danish I really am, but one does want to believe she has some Danish in her. I don't really have a rhyme or reason other than, like, love a great pastry. I know that I'm partly German, so sausages galore, you know, love a Hefeweizen beer, that sort of thing. So we took a trip out there. It's kind of hard to get to if you aren't, like, close to California, because it's like you fly into Burbank and or like the Santa Barbara area, and then you've got to kind of drive there. So you, like, need a rental car. Those are expensive. But I'd say 2-3 days max is the most you really need there, unless you're going to just venture to some major wineries in the area, but which we did do some of that. But other than that, I think it's a fun little calm trip. Bring your kids. We definitely kept saying that over and over again, that, like, our son would love it here. There's just so much room for them to play, so much, like, outdoor eating space for them to make a mess and let the birds clean it up. And you're so close to, like, the hotels nearby that, like, someone needs a nap, you just walk back. Like, it was just, and everyone was so friendly. Obviously, everyone's kind of there for the same reasons, just to drink, eat, and be merry. So we enjoyed just, like, a little getaway. We have been married now 2 years, and already have a kid, which is just wild. Like, we've truly been blessed, and yeah, I'm just a happy wifey for lifey. So we did that. Obviously we snuck in some sports and went to the Angels game. The Texas Rangers were playing in Anaheim, and they weren't clinching their division, but, like, it was pretty darn close. So, like, it was a serious game for the Rangers. The Angels are definitely in a rebuilding era of their franchise. So we ended up, it was a shutout, which is super cool to see. And I don't know if you have been to a baseball game since the rules have changed with the timing, like the pitch clock and everything. It has made baseball just, like, so more concise, just, like, time management. It's just so much nicer. Like, don't get me wrong, I loved a long baseball game, but if you've been with me for a while, you know that I have sat through some long games, some double headers. I've sat through a 16 inning game, the Giants at Boston, and they hadn't played there in, like, 18 years or something crazy, so, like, obviously we couldn't go home. Yeah, so we definitely did that, which was super fun. The only thing I forgot was I didn't get my little, like, certificate that this was my first time at an Anaheim game. So, like, I was a little bit bummed about that, but just means I have to go back and then forge the form, you know? That's really what's up with me. Yeah, so let's go ahead and get into it. So we got home Saturday, and then Sunday, bright and early, was the Toy Story version of the Atlanta Falcons Jacksonville Jaguars game. And this was, I think, if I believe, the second time they've done it. It was with hockey the first time, and it was really successful, so they went ahead and threw it out there for the NFL. And we watched the entire game that way. We didn't have to, like, switch over to, like, a regular broadcast just so we could, like, know what was going on. Like, the players on the field were Pixar characters, I guess. Pixar, I guess. I believe. It doesn't matter. So then the Toy Story characters were, like, on the sidelines. So you had Slink was the chains, which when you watch the NFL on TV, you have that yellow line. Girlies, that yellow line does not exist in real life. You'll see there's little red or orange kind of, like, target markers connected to another target marker, and that is the chains, and that's how you know, like, Is it, you know, first and 10? Is it second and 4? Like, whatever it is. Look at those chains. So they used Slinky Dog to be the chains, which was super cute. And then they did like a little halftime bit with like one of the Toy Story characters. I haven't seen all the movies, so some of the characters I was not familiar with, but it was cute. And if you ever need to go back and watch it or like are curious about it, it's on Disney Plus at all times. And my son is super into football right now. Surprise, surprise. And the kid loved it. Like, he loved watching it. Just yesterday, I thought, maybe I should throw that back on TV because he was having a moment. And I was like, you know, he keeps asking for football, but there's no football on Tuesdays. Why don't we watch Toy Story football? We didn't have to go there, but it's a great idea. All right, then the other games I watched on Sunday, the Bears looked like they were going to blow out the Denver Broncos, but they came back from a 21 deficit. And I think that's the biggest deficit that they've come back from in like franchise history. So pretty cool for them. They are kind of struggling like in their offense, as well as just like, I'm getting the sense that Russell Wilson is not for everybody personality wise. And that's definitely translating onto the field. So hopefully they can figure it out before it's too late, because we are in week 5, headed into week 5 of 18. And if they want to make it and be a contender in their division, they need to get it together. Then we have the 49ers game, obviously. And then you have Christian McCaffrey, Olivia Culpo's fiance, with 4 touchdowns. Like, insane. The unfortunate thing is, yes, I'm rooting for Christian McCaffrey because we are a 49ers household. But on the flip side, my fantasy team was going up against Christian McCaffrey, and Deebo Samuels was not really playing. They're kind of using him as like a safety, like kind of special teamsy. Like, he was, let's call him a decoy. So like, you think they're going to throw to Deebo, he's hurt, so he's kind of out there, but like, no one's actually throwing to Deebo. So like, you're covering Deebo if you're the other team. Anywho, so he put up no points for me, and the girl beat me 180 to, I think I had 75 points. Like, it was sad, sad. Then now the Dolphins did end up holding their own in their game. Wasn't 70 points like the previous week, but yeah, they did end up losing Sunday. But this week, they might have a good chance. So there's that. And then, of course, what everyone's talking about was that Jets-Chiefs game. I mean, obviously the queen herself, Taylor Swift, was there. And Blake Lively was there, Sophia Turner, and you know, good old Taylor's rented her, letting Sophia Turner borrow her apartment in New York because she's in a legal battle with her husband from Joe Jonas. And you know what's so funny is, well, it's not funny, but I was really getting into the Jonas Brothers, and then like, this has to happen, and it's like, now I kind of have a bad taste in my mouth. I'm a little like older than like the Jonas Brothers like age group, but like, some of their music is boppy, so I was a little disappointed in Joe's behavior. But obviously there's two sides to every story, so there's that. But what I can't stop thinking about is the dinner that Taylor Swift had the night before with Brittany Mahomes and Blake Lively, and Sophia Turner was there as well, and I think somebody else. And yes, Brittany Mahomes gets a lot of like flack for like how she's been portrayed on social media, and I don't like the way that she looked on social media if I'm like falling in lines with what the narrative is. But I feel like when there's smoke, there's fire, and I can't imagine that that was like, she, in my opinion, she's like, she was lucky to be invited to that dinner. And I'm saying that for lack of better words, like, I think she could hold her own in a conversation, but I just think that these girls have lived completely different lives, and not me to be like judging. I know nothing about any of these people, but just my speculation. I think that it was probably a little bit of a weird dinner. But she ended up being in the suite with Taylor Swift the next day. So there's that. Now, game wise, there were a few pickoffs from Patrick Mahomes. And what that is like a turnover. It is a turnover. So Patrick Mahomes does not throw interceptions. It's just not his thing. It was not his day. And then Zach Wilson, who is now the quarterback for the Jets, was their quarterback last season, but he had some issues with like personalities and really not taking any ownership for any like shortcomings the team had. And I'm sorry, you're the quarterback. While you are the franchise player, you are also the person that's going to need to take some of the blame publicly, whether you do in the locker room all the time or not. Publicly, you need to do that. And you know, the Jets really held their own. And what was nice is Zach Wilson, in his press conference, took some ownership for their loss, which is a first for him. So I think that's going to get some buy-in from the team headed into this next week. All right, enough about last week. Let's dive into our football games for the week ahead of us. College football is always going to be going on. That's maybe you'll have some Thursday games. You'll for sure have some Friday games, but Saturday is the day, game day, all the good things. But really not much to dive into there, at least from my perspective, because Florida's playing Vanderbilt, and while they are like someone they play every year, it's not really like someone we're too concerned with. Now, Anthony Richards did not perform last year up against Vanderbilt, so we are going into the week hoping for a win, but you know, it's not that crazy of a week for me as far as college football goes. There are other big games. We're just not going to get into it for sake of time. We're really here to talk NFL because that's what we are ready for. That's what our husbands are talking about. So let's get into it. Tomorrow, we've got Thursday night football. It's going to be the Chicago Bears at Washington. Now, like I said, this is week 5 out of 18 regular weeks of football. After week 18, you've got like playoffs, hopefully the Super Bowl if your team makes it that far, and so on. So we're chomping away at the weeks of football. While they are fun, sometimes they are daunting and there are a lot of games. So like I said, we've got Chicago Bears at Washington. And if you did not know, Amazon is really the carrier of the Thursday night football games. And last year was year one for them. And every single one of those games was terrible. They were blowouts. They were like, I think some significant injuries happened. Like, you, it was just not good for them. And it's turning into a historical thing for them, and it has not been great for them this season as well. And I'm not going to lie, I don't think the Chicago Bears at Washington is really going to be one of those games that's going to be a blowout, and it's, you know, it is what it is. However, from the team perspective, we've got the Bears that are who are not performing well this season so far, but they already have 2 first-round draft picks that they got in the offseason, with like Arizona Cardinals dropping everyone that matters, and I think the Carolina Panthers were in there somewhere in that trade conglomerate of whatever. But the Bears are really resting on getting some of those first draft picks because their team is not doing well. They, you know, that quarterback, he needs some support. So that game may be lackluster, but like I said, we're here to talk about the drama as far as these two teams go. And now this might be a little polarizing, but if you are aware, the Washington Commanders used to be called the Washington Redskins. They changed their logo, they changed their name, they changed a lot of like their identity as a team. And that has been a new thing. It's, you know, everyone's trying to be politically correct and say the right things and present history in a positive light. But I'll be the first to say this. Like, history is there for a reason, so that we learn from history and it does not repeat itself. Now, I know that that's not a perfect statement for every instance or example that there is out there, but there are some talks that Washington may go back to their name, the Redskins, because there are some tribes that were getting, you know, like stipends for using that name. And they've come out saying like that was like an honorable way to represent us and this and the other. Magic Johnson is now like in that ownership group and he's a minority. So they're thinking that they can kind of turn things around, like, and kind of switch their franchise back. So, like, how wild would that be? So that's kind of what's going on with those teams. Just, like, from an office perspective. So game-wise, not that interesting, but now you've got some drama on two of the teams if you do end up watching them. And Sunday, bright and early, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars. They stayed in London and have been there since last week. Like I said, the Toy Story game. Then this week, they're playing the Buffalo Bills. Now, this will be a regular game, not a Toy Story game. So if you happen to miss it, as I said, it is on Disney if you want to see what I'm talking about. But it'll be interesting to see how the Jaguars do. Like, when the team has to stay away for that long, it's kind of nice because there can be some bonding that happens, and they are a younger team, so it'll be good for them to have hung out, you know, in a foreign land together. Then we have some mediocre games following that. We've got Saints Patriots, Titans and the Colts, we've got Ravens Steelers, Texans and Falcons. Like, they're kind of not really much to talk about there. Now we have the Giants playing at the Dolphins. And this should be a good game. So the Giants have some key pieces that have been, like, their light bulbs have turned on recently. So that's good. However, they've also fallen victim to some injuries. So I don't know how that's going to go for them. And the Dolphins are doing really, really well with Tua still being healthy and concussionless. So I think that will be a good game. Then we've got the Eagles at the Rams. And then we have the Bengals at the Cardinals. And while my prediction would be that the Bengals will win this game as well as the Eagles, sometimes travel can really play a factor in the outcome of these games. The Eagles and the Bengals are traveling pretty far. Sometimes they travel early, they miss their families, they don't have their usual routines, things of that nature. So you could possibly see an upset. And as I've said before, like, I have been resting on my laurels that Joe Burrow was going to be successful as my lead quarterback for my fantasy league, but he has not performed well for me at all. So if he can't do it against the Cardinals, like, he's out. I'm sorry, I'm going to my other quarterbacks. So that will be interesting to watch those few games, especially with me yet to have won a fantasy game. I've really have been crunching the numbers, swapping up my bench, really trying to make it as impactful as possible. Then we've got the Jets at the Broncos. So this could be a good game in that there's some messiness going on with that Broncos offense, as I said. You know, I don't know that their quarterback is really everyone's cup of tea, as I said. And while the Jets did perform really well against, you know, the Super Bowl champions, they may be coming in there like a little more confident and a little more like unified. So that will be good to see. And their defense is really good. Robert Saleh, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, he used to be the defensive coordinator for the 49ers. As we know, the 49ers have the best defense in the entire NFL. And a lot is due to what Robert Saleh put together while he was there. Now he's using those same skills to help build this Jets team. So you can imagine that their defense is doing well. And the Broncos, their offense has got some issues. So right there, we might have an interesting game as far as like what the score ends up being. And then, Sunday night, the big games. Carrie Underwood is leading us into the evening with the big games of the night. We have the 49ers versus the Dallas Cowboys. This is a longtime rivalry. Both of these teams are performing really well. And I don't know, would it be fun to stir up some drama and let Trey Lance play against the 49ers? Probably not, but the Cowboys obviously lost one of their key defensive players, Stephon Diggs' brother. He is out with an ACL injury, so that really was not good for the Cowboys. But the only game that they've lost this season is to the Cardinals. I think they just like weren't ready that week. I'm not sure. So that would be a top game worth watching. And then we have Kansas City playing the Vikings. Now, after this Jets Chiefs game, all these other teams are watching film. They're taking it apart. They're figuring out, like, what are the gaps? Where are the holes? How can we beat the Chiefs? And the Jets just about figure that out. So, you know, all these teams are watching tape. You know, Kirk Cousins, like, Kirk Cousins is the think, like, he's a thinker quarterback. He's a lot like Brock Purdy in that, like, he's not the strongest. He's not the fastest. Doesn't, you know, throw as far, but mentally can run circles around any other quarterback as far as, like, how to play the game. So it'll be interesting to see how the Chiefs hold up against the Vikings this week. So I'll be watching just for that reason alone. And those are your games this week. I hope you got some information that's going to get you excited for this week of football. And, you know, maybe you'll surprise your husband or your significant other or the guys at the bar with just some fun factoids that you've learned this week. And as always, I'm so happy that you're here. I love sharing my knowledge of football with you. I love, like, spitting off just, like, fun scenarios that could potentially happen, because at the end of the day, sports and the NFL, especially professional, it's full of drama. Like, if you really look into it, you're going to find the drama in there somewhere. So have a great week and love you. See you next week. Bye.